It's now time for Trivia Tracks with yours truly, Price Robertson. Here is today's Trivia Track. Remember the slogan? You can't lose with the stuff I use. That is associated with the famous evangelist whose style of preaching is considered a form of prosperity theology. Yes, the legendary Reverend Ike. Frederick J. Eichenrunketter II was born June 1, 1935, in Ridgeland, South Carolina. His parents came from the Netherlands Antilles. He was of African and Dutch Indonesian descent. As a teenager, he began preaching at Ridgeland's Bible Way Church. While in the Air Force, he served as a chaplain service specialist. Known popularly as Reverend Ike, his ministry reached its peak in the mid-1970s, when his weekly radio sermons were carried by hundreds of stations in all America. He was famous for his blessing plan. Radio listeners sent him money, and in return, he blessed them. What was the Lowe's 175th Street Theater Movie Palace in New York's Washington Heights section was renamed the Palace Cathedral by Reverend Ike. He also participated in Hank Williams Jr.'s 1986 hit cover of his father's classic, Mind Your Own Business. Reverend Ike died in Los Angeles, California, at age 74 on July 28, 2009, after having not fully recovered from a stroke in 2007. Here's what was going on in the rest of the world in 1986. The Space Shuttle Challenger exploded, killing all seven crew members on board, including a school teacher. In Super Bowl XX, the Chicago Bears defeated the New England Patriots 46-10 at the Louisiana Superdome in New Orleans. Halley's Comet reached the closest point to the Earth during its second visit to the solar system in the 20th century. A bomb exploded on a TWA flight from Rome to Athens, killing four people. The U.S. Senate allowed its debates to be televised on a trial basis. Pope John Paul II visited the Great Synagogue of Rome, the first time a modern pope visited a synagogue. Approximately 6.5 million people formed a human chain from New York City to Long Beach, California, under the name Hands Across America, to raise money to fight hunger and homelessness. The Oprah Winfrey Show hit the TV airwaves, running for a quarter of a century. Perhaps one of the all-time greatest wrestlers in the history of the sport, Harley Race, wrestled in the NWA, the AWA, the WWF, now WWE, and the WCW. Harley Leland Race was born April 11, 1943, in Quitman, Missouri. A fan of wrestling from an early age, Race overcame polio as a child and began training as a wrestler as a teen under former world champions Stanislaus and Vladek Shibisko. While in high school, Harley Race was involved in a fight with a classmate, and the school principal stepped in to break up the fight, kneeing Race in the back of the head. Enraged, Race attacked the principal, resulting in his expulsion. The 6'1" Race was later recruited by St. Joseph, Missouri wrestling promoter Gust Karras, who hired Race to do odd jobs for his promotion. At 18, he moved to Nashville and began wrestling under the ring name of Jack Long, forming a tag team with storyline brother John Long. He went on to wrestle in Boston, Massachusetts, and Amarillo, Texas. He joined the AWA in the mid-60s as Handsome Harley Race, and jumped from territory to territory in the early 1970s. During his long career, Harley Race had legendary feuds with Terry Funk and Dory Funk Jr., Dusty Rhodes, and Ric Flair, and was a 9-time world champion, as the early part of his wrestling career had been nearly derailed due to a car accident. Another car accident in January of 1995 forced Race out of the wrestling business altogether. Right up through his death August 1st, 2019, Harley Race remained active more or less in the wrestling business. Wichita-bred John Cameron Swayze was an enormous presence to television. As a news anchor and commentator, TV commercial spokesperson, and game show panelist. The son of a wholesale drug salesman, Swayze attended school in Atchison, Kansas, and college in Lawrence, Kansas. Swayze first sought to work as an actor, but his stint in Broadway ended as a result of the stock market crash of 1929. He turned to journalism and worked for the Kansas City Journal-Post in Missouri as a reporter. From there, he graduated to radio, doing news updates for Kansas City's KMBC Radio in 1940. And reportedly, an experimental early television newscast. Swayze broadcast news items prepared by none other than Walter Cronkite. then the overnight editor for United Press's Kansas City Bureau. Later, he headed for Hollywood when NBC hired him for its Western News division, before moving him to its New York City news operation in 1947. In 1948, Swayze provided voiceovers for the early TV newscast Camel News Theater that broadcast movie-toned newsreels, courtesy Fox Studios. A year later, Swayze was named anchor of the 15-minute Camel News Caravan, later sponsored by Plymouth Automobiles, that lasted through 1956. In terms of game shows, he was a panelist on a program whose title asked the question, Who Said That? From 1948 to 1955. He was later pitchman for Timex watches and TV ads for over two decades. Swayze, who died in 1995 at age 89, was a sixth cousin once removed of actor brothers Patrick and John Swayze. The Simpsons has been riding high on Fox since 1989, and the setting of Springfield has expanded to include literally hundreds of characters. On occasion, the population contracts. Here's one character who's no longer on the show. And why? The discussion has been going on for years, but the idea that Apu, Springfield's resident Quickie Mart proprietor, was problematic reached peak volume in 2017 when Indian American comedian Hari Kondabolu released the documentary The Problem with Apu. He argued that the character embodied several hurtful Indian American stereotypes, particularly his employment at a convenience store and the broad voice characterization used by Caucasian actor Hank Azaria. Others may argue that Apu is a fleshed-out, multifaceted character. He's been a part of The Simpsons for more than 25 years, and viewers became familiar with his extended family and backstory. He came to the U.S. to get his doctorate in computer science. In early 2018, The Simpsons responded to the controversy. Marge reads Lisa a bedtime story, and both Lisa and Marge are unimpressed. Next to a photo of Apu, Lisa has a few words to say that ask, What can you do? Well, here's what The Simpsons recently did. Producers announced plans to retire the Apu character. Not everyone was happy with this move. While it eliminates a character some find stereotypical, some critics have pointed out that it also means one less Indian American person on television. Till next time, I'm Price Robertson. Amazed by today's trivia? Then join me every Monday through Friday morning for Trivia Tracks on Fox Sports Camden 97.1.